Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Wisconsin's Morning News at 8:23. No Vince Vitrano. He's back Monday. Michelle Richards is here along with the rest of the gang. Debbie, Adam, and of course, Greg Pancake Hill.
Yeah, it was a good time at Trivia last night.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I was going to ask you about this.
Yes.
So Trivia was last night. Cafe Hollander.
In Wauwatosa. Yeah, man, what a great time. Debbie was there. Adam was there. A lot of teammates showed up, so it's a really good show out. And, you know, again, we are fortunate enough to host this event, something kind of we're doing for the holiday season here at TMJ.
Yeah.
For Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously Vince was hosting, so Vince got to do what Vince gets to do very well. But I want you to listen kind of closely, Eric. I don't know if he meant something by this.
What we would love is, since there's sort of a friendly competition between shows, if you, once you get into that portal, click on the Wisconsin's Morning News page to make your contribution, that would assist those of us who were good enough to be here with you tonight.
That's right.
A little bit of a stand-up, but that's okay because you'll be at your own event next week, correct?
That's right. Yeah, I'll be at Hounds and Tap on Silver Spring in Menominee Falls along with Greg Matz.
So what was really cool about this event is, like, it wasn't just like, all right, winner takes all and they walk away with the prize and that's it. We had three prizes. First place was a $150 gift card to Cafe Holland,
yes,
which is awesome. Second place was a $125 gift card to Lowlands Group, which is all the restaurants that you can name of in the area. But the third place, the third place was for best name, Jackie Johnson laying down the rules.
And then lastly, we have a prize for us who are a little more on the dumb side, myself included, for best team name. So best team name gets $100 to Lowlands Group in the form of a gift card. So you can still win money, friends, tonight by being funny and making Vince or Greg laugh.
So you got to have a unique name.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So you get to name your own trivia group. So it was great, too, in the middle of these three prizes. We also gave out raffles just for free. Everyone gets a raffle ticket, you draw some prizes. Amongst one of those prizes was a signed placard of Brett Favre. Pretty cool. In the jersey, throwing the football. Looked awesome, right?
Okay.
So we give that away. And what's interesting about trivia, and I didn't know this is kind of a vet move. I'm kind of giving people an inside scoop here. Sometimes, and it's a rule, that you don't have to fill out your trivia name until the very end. So I came across this group, and they were into it. They were like, yeah, we do this all the time.
Clearly, I was
like,
players.
I noticed that you don't have a trivia name. And she was like, oh, yeah, we don't do it to the end. I was like, oh, interesting. So anyway, we give away this placard of Brett Favre. This team wins it without a trivia name. And I was like, oh, okay, what are they going to do? So I'm reading through the trivia names, and the winner of the best trivia name that made Vinny and I laugh the most was, the team name was, this was better than the last picture we got of Brett Favre. Hey, I tell you. Okay.
Ooh.
Hey, so that one
Do
worked
not
out.
Google that.
That one worked out really well for
well
us.
Done.
So, yeah, so again, creativity can win. You don't necessarily need to rack up the biggest score, and there's prizes for everybody. And thanks to everyone who donated to our morning news page. Now, it doesn't stop, right? Like, this goes all the way through December. So, our page is still open. So, just because mine and Vince's trivia night is done, and Eric's yours is coming up next week with Greg Matzik. This competition still goes on beyond trivia, so make sure to keep visiting that league and keep helping out your favorite WTMJ show.
So Greg and I are going to be sparring next week for donations.
I was going to say, is there going to be a battle?
That'll be interesting. We call that a conflict of interest, but nah.
Maybe we have our dogs fight, since it's at a Hounds and Tap, right? It's a dog bar. You can bring a dog to the bar.
Maybe you should each have your own team trivia name, and then whoever gets the best trivia name, maybe.
By the way, so you can text now. You don't have to go to trivia. Obviously, we'd love to see you next Wednesday, but you can text. What is it, Capco?
Capco, yes, Cap, sir.
If you text Capco, you can donate to Kids to Kids. And it's something we've been doing for so long, and it's just awesome what Capco's been doing for decades now. Just text it, K-A-P-C-O, to the WTMJ Talking text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send you that link so you can donate to any show. But I did promise that for those who donate to our program, there'll be a little something in it for you.
There will be.
Maybe a little nugget, a little toy for you, perhaps. I don't know. I shouldn't say toy. I should say gift. Is it more of a gift?
Yeah, because that's more less tangible.
Michelle's like, what are you talking about?
Is it like a pencil? It better not be like a station pen.
It is not a station pen.
It's way cooler than a station pen.
It's way better than that. We still have to figure out what it is. But
it's
kidding.
Cooler than a pen.
We got a thing. So text CAP code 855-616-1620 to the WDTMJ talking text line. Thank you so much to everyone who came out on Wednesday night to Cafe Hollander. Sorry I missed it. My wife's birthday, so I had to miss that one. I'll be back at the next one at Hounds and Tap with Greg Matzik next Wednesday in Menominee Falls.